come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine would let me in. So move it on over. Rock it on over.
All right, welcome back to it Wednesday. On the program, Jenny Beth Martin joining me, the chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Citizens Fund. Jenny Beth, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so I'm not sure where to begin the circus. Number one, I'm going to start in Kentucky, though. It looks like Matt Bevin, the Republican governor, lost there in a very tight race. And Democrats are going to make big hay out of this. But the fact of the matter is Matt Bevin had become very, very unpopular. And Republicans swept across the state, getting 65 and 70% of the vote in every other statewide race yesterday. It's not an indication of Republican strength in Kentucky. Voters didn't like Matt Bevin.
Right. That is exactly right. And he had a very low approval rating going into the election, and yet it appears to have come within 5,000 votes, within 4,000 votes.
Right.
So even with that very low approval rating, I think that President Trump coming in and campaigning made a difference. And you can tell that by looking on down the ticket and not just at the very top race in that race alone.
Absolutely. And so when people say, oh, my gosh, Mitch McConnell's going to lose, we're going to win Kentucky. No, no, you're not. Relax. Take a breath and you'll be all right. So let's talk about the impeachment extravaganza, which continues day after day. Another big push. Now, look, Sondland changed his testimony. He has pointed to a quid pro quo. No. No, what he said was, there was an effort to root out corruption, and there was some connection between the corruption and how we were going to spend our money, American taxpayer money. It doesn't connect to the president. He doesn't say there's a quid pro quo. Kurt Volker said quite clearly there never was a quid pro quo. So you've got all of these career diplomats going back and forth and talking about, well, I thought it meant this. Well, I thought it meant that. Well, look at the phone. Fact of the matter is we have the phone call. And if all the Democrats have through this process is this one phone call between Donald Trump and Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. It's going nowhere. In fact, Mitch McConnell said quite simply this week, there would be no impeachment and the Senate would acquit Donald Trump if it was brought to them today. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. One thing that I've learned over the last 40 or so days that this process has gone on is that it is perfectly normal business for the United States of America when giving away money, foreign aid, that we say that there will be certain things we expect in return. And this is normal. It's it could even be argued that it's responsible. The United States of America is giving away hard-earned taxpayer dollars, and there is a responsibility to make sure that as we give it away, that whatever we're doing, there's going to be a benefit to the country. And I think that what we're hearing from yesterday, again, it ties to cleaning up the corruption in Ukraine, and that would be beneficial for our country. It would be in the country's best interest.
Well, it certainly would. And you see the Democrats desperately trying to discredit John Durham, which is fascinating to me because we know that Durham and we know that Bill Barr and we know that some of these investigations are leading back to Ukraine, which I have talked about on this program for the last 3 years because all roads lead back to Ukraine. The Steele dossier came by way of Ukraine. We know that the Clinton machine and the Clinton Foundation made lots of money by way of Ukraine. We know that the Clinton team sent people to Ukraine to mine dirt on President Trump, and yet that's okay. We know that Joe Biden demanded the firing of a Ukrainian prosecutor, else the United States would hold up $1 billion in foreign aid. We know that quid pro quo occurred, and yet withholding aid, if you're a Democrat, is perfectly appropriate. If you say we're going to hold back $380 million until we figure out the corruption, that's an impeachable offense if you're a Republican. It's insane.
Yeah, well, I mean, what we are seeing from Democrats is a pattern of the sense that among Democrats that they live by a different set of laws and standards than they apply to the
what
rest
standards?
Of the country.
Yeah, they have no standards. Go on.
Yeah, they have no standards. And if that is really how our country winds up operating, it's going to be a lawless country, and it creates all sorts of problems. So I hope that's not, in the end, what happens. But you're exactly right. They have a completely different set of standards they're applying to themselves than they are to Republicans.
Now, let me ask you about, I want to go back and examine a different story for just a moment. That's the story of Brett Kavanaugh. Because during the time that Brett Kavanaugh was going through his process to become a justice, an associate justice in the United States Supreme Court, every little story that came down the pipe, verified, unverified, didn't matter. High school, junior high school, it didn't matter. Smear Brett Kavanaugh, run with every story that came down the pipe. But at the same time, ABC News would now have you believe that in the summer of 2016, they killed a story on the most prevalent, successful pedophile in world history, potentially, Jeffrey Epstein. They did a catch and kill of the Epstein story because they had the proof we know now from Project Veritas. And they had pictures from a woman that had been in hiding for 12 years of Bill Clinton and other powerful men flying on the Lolita Express down to Pedophile Island. And you have to wonder, Jenny Beth, did ABC News catch and kill the Epstein story because it implicated Bill Clinton? It was caught and killed in August 2016, according to Amy Rohrbach on the hot mic we've all seen now. Did ABC News knowingly kill that story to protect Hillary Clinton? And that's a fair question.
It is a fair question. And it goes yet again to the fact that the Democrats and the liberals apply a different set of rules and standards to themselves than they do to Republicans. They ran with rumors and anonymous letters with accusations made like that to smear Brett Kavanaugh. And then it appears that in the case of Epstein, they decided that they had a set of standards, a journalistic standards, that they could that her story, her news story did not meet. It's just bizarre. It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, here's what's really upsetting about that. You have to ask yourself, in that intervening 3 years, how many underage women were victimized by Epstein and his cohorts in pedophilia and crime? How many more victims were brought into this horror because ABC News decided it was more important to protect Hillary Clinton and the campaign for president than it was to protect young women from a serial pedophile offender? That's the real question to me. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that is important because it can show the harm of what happens when you don't apply the rules and laws the same across the board to everyone, regardless of who they are, and certainly regardless of their political affiliation. And, you know, I would encourage everyone not just to read the article about this, go watch the video. And don't watch just the trailer, watch the entire video. Because watching her say those things gives a much different impression than just reading the text.
That's exactly right, and it's quite clear. They had Bill Clinton. They had pictures. They had lured somebody out. They've been hiding for 12 years. They had the entire story. They had met the burden, trust me, on this. I got to leave it right there, Jenny Beth, but it's outrageous that they would allow Jeffrey Epstein to continue on for another 3 years exploiting young women, underage women, pedophilia. Anyhow, Jenny Beth, thank you for being here. Always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots, Citizens Fund. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.